Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting today with his security cabinet is expected to ask for approval of plans to seize all of Gaza City. But hostage families like Eddie Israeli say this is not the right priority.
We need, first of all, a deal for all of the hostages. Afterwards, you would be able to do whatever you need to do.
And the Kremlin says that Vladimir Putin could meet with President Trump in a matter of days. But the White House says there's been no meeting scheduled and that any meeting would require Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, which Russia has declined to do. President Trump also said he's demanding that undocumented immigrants be excluded from the census. But the 14th Amendment says the count is to be of the whole number of persons in each state. Hot, dry conditions in the West have fire weather alerts in effect across seven states, including most of Utah and Wyoming. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've talked a lot about the lawsuits Wisconsin is joining against the Trump administration. Well, now the Journal Sentinel reports Dane County is signing on to one, along with the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. The Trump administration has threatened funding to municipalities over diversity, equity, and inclusion programs and immigration policies. The cities and counties that are part of this lawsuit say the administration is trying to coerce local governments into complying with their agenda or risk losing critical money for healthcare, transportation, and infrastructure. Milwaukee's city attorney told the Journal Sentinel different federal departments are using different terminology. It's not even clear how to adhere to what they want. Meanwhile, a temporary win in one of those many lawsuits Wisconsin is part of. The state had joined a challenge over disaster funding from FEMA that the Trump administration canceled. $4 billion was supposed to go to states to use for preparedness projects, including dozens of them in Wisconsin, which were then scrapped, according to Attorney General Josh Call. That includes tornado safe rooms in Grant County and flood prevention on the Kickapoo River. A judge has issued a temporary order that stops the Trump administration from canceling that money. And DEI changes are coming to the state bar. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The State Bar of Wisconsin has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty over its diversity, equity, and inclusion criteria. The conservative law firm filed the lawsuit in December of 2023, claiming the criteria was discriminatory for excluding individuals based on race. Under the settlement agreement, the State Bar of Wisconsin will now be required to remove race-based criteria from its programs, as well as revise its definition of diversity to exclude religion, sex, and other identity characteristics.
That's Joanne Krulatz. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers return home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers back home with the night off after beating the Braves last night in Atlanta 5-4 after sweeping the Nationals. Pat Murphy seemed stunned they were able to win three in a row in Atlanta against the struggling Braves.
They're not playing for anything right now other than they're just good players. And I respect their team a great deal. I respect the Braves organization, and to come in here is very unusual.
NFL, the Packers in their third week of training camp. Christian Watson continues his rehab after suffering a torn ACL 7 months ago against the Bears. How soon will he be able to play?
I mean, I don't have a timeline as of right now. I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, get back to feeling 100%, doing, you know, everything I need to do out there, and then I'll kind of just let the trainers and everything, you know, as far as I've just been, you know, feeling really good. I'm able to just keep on going out there and attacking my rehab, and oh yeah, it's been going real good.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Very warm and muggy today with partly sunny skies. Highs will reach the upper 80s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms start this afternoon, but are more likely this evening. Some of those could have heavy rainfall, high winds, and small hail. They should be gone by morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently 82 degrees.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor Neil McDonough. If you saw his face or if you Google him right now, you'll recognize him. He refuses to kiss another woman on camera. On the one hand, I applaud him for not kissing anyone other than his wife, but she says I don't have a problem with him if he wanted to kiss another woman. As someone who's done it, it doesn't really feel like cheating because there's people in the room. It's very mechanical.
You did write it yourself.
I did write it myself.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our Friday show, Judy Davidoff will join us from Isthmus talking about the latest issue, and we'll check in with Savannah Tomei Olson.
Plus, Rocker's going to join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based these days out of Kyiv, Ukraine. He's the host of the podcast On the Edge. You can also find his video blog over on YouTube. It's Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Itner Philip, his last name, first name, is how you find him on Blue Sky and on X. Phil, welcome back to the program. I'm hearing that Putin and Trump are going to have a meeting next week, and then I'm hearing that, no, the White House says ain't going to happen. Is this going to be an opportunity for Putin to show Trump the video that he's acquired from Epstein or something? I mean, what's going on here?
I've been quandering that myself alone here as well. I mean, are they going to meet? If they're going to meet, does it mean then a subsequent meeting between Putin and Zelensky? Why is Zelensky not included in this original potential meeting? This is the problem that Trump finds himself in, is that frankly there is a relationship between Donald Trump and Putin, as nefarious as you want to take it or whatever speculation you want to have about that relationship. There is definitely something going on between those two gentlemen, which then subsequently calls into question the relationship between Putin and Zelensky, Trump and Zelensky, and can a ceasefire or a alleged peace, which nobody really expects, but some sort of progress on the diplomatic stage happen with a Trump partnership relationship with Putin, and then the subsequent relationship with Ukraine. We are in a very strange place, and I think we have to see how this shakes out. And it's not a done deal by any measure.
Yeah. Well, every time Trump and Putin get together, Putin walks off with the prize, and Trump walks off looking like a chump.
So
it might have something to do with why the White House is saying no, there won't be a meeting, but. Who knows? I mean, here's a headline that I'd love to hear your take on. Despite Trump's peace calls, Russian attacks on Ukraine have doubled since Trump's inauguration.
Hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt but that, Russia is making advances on the battlefield. They're not significant advances. They're not advances that are going to ultimately lead to Russia's strategic aims when it comes to this war being achieved. Because as we've talked about before, unless Russia's primary goal in Ukraine is to take command of the north shore of the Black Sea, that doesn't happen unless Russia occupies Odessa, or at least alternatively, or including a command of the capital in Kiev, neither of which are anywhere near what Russia is able to achieve right now on the battlefield. Russia's best hopes for a victory, and I say that in quotation marks, is to take control of the Donbass, the eastern part of Ukraine. The reason for taking the Donbass is to have a strategic goal of having direct connection to the Crimean Peninsula. The Crimean Peninsula is important to Russia because that's where their that's where their Black Sea fleet is located. Now, unless they control Odessa, Sevastopol, which is where the Black Sea fleet is located, is never going to be secure. So ultimately, the strategic goals of Russia cannot be achieved unless they control Odessa and or control Kiev, neither of which are on the table. That's just not anywhere near what the strategic and the landscape of the battlefield is. So how do you make a negotiation? Does Moscow come to an agreement with Washington and then try to pressure Zelensky's Kiev into agreeing to some sort of, we control a third of the Donbass, so give us the other two thirds, which is the only way they're going to actually gain this kind of pseudo control of that land bridge to Crimea, which is, again, still questionable, because unless you control Odessa, unless you control the other parts of the northern shore of the Black Sea, Sevastopol is not going to be secure. They're so far away from what their objective control, what their strategic aims are for this war, that if the war were to stop tomorrow, if Putin and Trump were to get together and say, all right, we've come to some sort of agreement, we're going to pressure Kiev into this agreement, if the war were to stop the way it is right now, this is a massive, massive loss for Russia. So can Putin agree to whatever it is that Trump proposes to him? And this is presupposing that Trump isn't going to be led around by his nose. This has been a major catastrophic loss for Russia. And so with that in mind, is Zelensky suddenly just going to hand over the keys to all of Ukraine? Of course not. He would be deposed in a moment. Yeah. So this is nowhere close to a place where Putin wants to conclude the war, and Trump, wanting a Nobel Peace Prize, wanting to be seen as a negotiator, isn't anywhere close to where either Putin or Zelensky are going to find some sort of common ground. The whole thing makes me skeptical. I think this is performative. I think sadly, as somebody who lives in Ukraine, unfortunately, more likely than not, this war is going to continue for quite some time. And, Donald Trump may want to try and get a peace prize, and he might want to seem to be some sort of chief negotiator between Zelensky and Putin. It ain't going to happen. And that means, and again, this is not something I take pleasure in saying, this war is going to go on.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, Phil. And you know, in some ways, I mean, Putin lied his country into this war, just the same way George W. Bush lied us into Afghanistan and Iraq. And in all probability, yes, they're going to end up being resolved the same way, you know, not with a bang, but a whimper. But another thing I wanted to bring to your attention or ask you about, this nonprofit organization Save Ukraine is pointing out that many of the Russian-occupied Ukrainian territories are now literally selling children on their websites.
Yeah.
There's one, this is 294 children on this website hosted by the Ministry of Education in occupied Luhansk. And each child has, it's a picture of the child and words like, well, the one I'm looking at right now, it's for Alexei. He's a 10-year-old boy, friendly, sociable, actively interacts with peers.
Like a pet.
Yeah. Treats adults with respect, loves sports and active games. And it's got, you know, a nice picture of the little kid. And they're describing this as basically as a slave auction, a slave catalog of Ukrainian children. What do you know about this?
Well, I mean, there's a reason why the program that I developed here in Ukraine, On the Edge, our very first episode was with the leader of Save Ukraine, Mykhailo Kuleba. That was episode one, and we're now at episode 60. And the reason why we made sure that he was our first guest was because this issue is paramount to everything that's going on within this conflict. The Kremlin, the Russians are treating these children as some sort of human resource that can be drawn upon in a sort of,
it's like they're a commodity.
Let's call it what it is. This is ethnic cleansing. This is genocide. This is taking children from Ukraine and putting them into the houses of Russian parents, and I say that again in quotation marks, because there is a demographic problem in Russia. They have a lack of another generation, and so they are literally taking children.
But I'm curious,
you know, and putting them in the Russian.
Yeah, I get it. Forgive the interruption, but we're getting close to this hard break here. I'm wondering to what extent these websites where they're basically selling these children are actually not targeting, you know, childless families, but they're targeting the Jeffrey Epsteins of Russia.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's entirely, well, not only is it entirely possible, we have documented, you know, evidence of that happening, of them taking children, using them in very disturbing purposes, and in kind of human slavery and chattel kind of...
And child pornography is legal in Russia, is it not?
Well, it's...
I believe possession...
Pornography isn't legal, but everything is legal in Russia if you have the money.
Yeah.
So, the most disturbing part of all of this is the absorption of Ukrainian children and taking them away from their native land, putting them into Russia, growing a failing demographic, putting them into their system, and then absorbing those children and denying them their own Ukrainian identity.
It is ethnic.
And it's a crime.
It's the great Phil Idner.
It's ethical.
Phil, thanks so much for dropping by every week. We really appreciate the updates. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Good talking to you. I'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. An ex-Republican says Trump is trying to usurp democracy. What's that about? And a racism alert. Stick around.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
So this is all too familiar to me, and probably to you too. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, a runny nose and cough. You know your body, you know you're getting sick, and your choices are you can tough it out, you know, take time off work, hope the doctor sees you this month, or wait 2 hours in urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people, or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this thing in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed medications to treat dozens of common and serious medical illnesses or issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. And I can get you $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Be sure to use the promo code Tom when you check out, too. That's promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
Sovereign land lit by freedom's light. Sirens wailed as the
skies turned red, but Ukraine stood while the cowards fled. Were shattered dreams set ablaze.
About 24 minutes past the hour. So now, former Republicans, shall we say, are speaking out. What, I find this absolutely fascinating. Jeff Duncan, G-E-O-F-F, Duncan, is the former lieutenant governor for the state of Georgia. Brian Kemp's number two. And he just became a Democrat. And he is now speaking out. He is saying about Donald Trump and about this gerrymandering thing in Texas. He says, and I quote, "This is dangerous. I mean, this is another attempt at usurping democracy, an obvious attempt. And I hope more and more Americans see what's going on here. He wants to assert power in, you know, the authoritarian way. And this is dangerous." Trump is also now calling for a new census. And Jeff Duncan says this is an obvious attempt to undermine our democracy. Meanwhile, in Lenexa City, Kansas, Melanie Arroyo has a story to tell. Melanie is an American citizen. She's also on the city council. And last week, the ICE had raided the El Toro Loco restaurants in Lenexa and also in Kansas City, Kansas. And apparently, somebody reached out to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation and said Arroyo, Melanie Arroyo, was not a U.S. citizen. They referred that complaint to the Lexana police, which brought her in and questioned her. She hired an attorney. She provided documentation proving that she was a U.S. citizen. Police closed the case last week. And, you know, but she says this whole inquiry was a painful reminder that a single disgruntled resident can disrupt your life if you're brown skinned with a single false allegation. And she brought this up at the city council meeting. And this is from a raw story. Well, actually, it's from the Kansas Reflector, an article by Sherman Smith. Those who attended Tuesday night's council meeting gasped when Arroyo revealed the police inquiry. They responded to her remarks with a standing ovation that lasted 20 seconds. Councilwoman Courtney Ehrlich expressed solidarity with Arroyo. Ehrlich said her husband is an immigrant and they've had conversations about whether he needs to keep naturalization papers with him. We are turning into that society, that papers please society that we have all been warned
about. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour, aging spreads through the body like an infection, and a protein could be to blame. I'll tell you about that right after the break. I'll pick up your calls.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800-399-3706.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how How cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to the Midwest Farm Report on a Thursday. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you. Back in the office after a busy Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, one of the themes I picked up in conversations at the show from livestock sale barns and beef specialists was that beef on dairy continues to be a great revenue source for producers. Everegg dairy broker Jenny Wackershauser agrees, and she explains why.
We are seeing prices 3 or 4 times traditional pricing for a day-old bull calf coming off of the dairy farm. And that is a great source of revenue. Right now, our figures look at cull cow prices and beef calf prices adding almost $3 a hundredweight to the revenue stream for a dairy. So for the average Midwest dairy farm, if you've got $17 or $18 milk checks coming into the farm, $17 per hundredweight, you're talking about that is now $20 of revenue into the farm.
Jenny Wackershauser along with us. She's a dairy broker with Everegg. Stick around. We'll take a look at midday commodity markets next.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick? How did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop, Bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield.
That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. Here's what's happening midday on a Thursday. Cash corn is up 4.25 cents at $3.84 a bushel. December new crop corn up 4.75 cents at $4.06 a bushel. Cash beans are up 4.75 cents at $9.70 and a quarter. And November new crop beans are up 1.75 cents at $9.90 and a quarter. And cash and new crop wheat is up 10.75 cents at $5.19 and a quarter. Moving on to fluid milk contracts, those are also seeing a lift. The September Class 3 milk contract is up 4 cents at $18.47 a hundredweight, and the October contract is up a penny at $18.51. Don't forget to follow along with more farm news at MidwestFarmReport.com, and while you're there, be sure to sign up for that e-newsletter and get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Very warm and muggy today, with partly sunny skies, highs will reach the upper 80s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms start this afternoon, but are more likely this evening. Some of those could have heavy rainfall, high winds, and small hail. They should be gone by morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 84 degrees at our studios.
The John and Gordy Show.
Water beer.
All right. Hate that stuff.
I still can't understand knuckleheads that go in and buy this stuff because it's cheap. Is that really the value you put on your life? Cheap cases of beer? Oh, my God. I've been saving it up for 20 years.
You've been carrying that around a long time.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
All of your support.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, but right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This isn't protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member today. That's ffrf.us/school or text Hartman to 511-511 because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
He stood up tall with a clueless grin, said, do I gotta follow laws again? Like the rules are optional, some kind of whim, just a rich guy's game, win-win for him. But buddy, this ain't Mar-a-Lago, you can't just rule by yes or no. There's a document older than your spray tan hue, it's called the Constitution, and it applies to you. Oh, Donnie, where's your civics class? You swear on the book, then wipe your pass. You think the law's just for little guys in court? We got a new son, you're not a king or fort. This ain't a show, it's the land of the free. And the Constitution ain't your damn enemy.
Back 36 minutes past the hour. So geeky science for the day. This is an amazing story. It requires, first off, some definitions of terms. A senescent cell is a cell that once was doing what it was supposed to do. You know, it was a hepatocyte, a liver cell, or an osteoblast, a bone cell, or a lymphocyte, or whatever. It was a cell that once was doing something in the body. And it just kind of got old and exhausted. And so it's still hanging around and it's still consuming energy, but it's not doing what it's supposed to do anymore. It's just hanging on. That's senescent cells. And now this is a brand new study that was just published in the journal Metabolism. It's a peer-reviewed study. And they have discovered this protein. It's called HMGB1 that is the messenger for aging. This protein causes other cells to age. It causes aging. And it turns out that as we age, we get more and more senescent cells in our body, and this protein, HMGB1, is produced exclusively by senescent cells. So if you can rid your body of the senescent cells or reduce the number of senescent cells in your body, and as I said, the older you are, the more you have, because they're just kind of leftover old cells. But the body does get rid of them. It does digest them and, you know, whatnot. But just not very efficiently as you get older. If you can get rid of the senescent cells, then you no longer have cells that are producing HMGB1. And thus, you are stopping or slowing down the aging process. Now, how do you get rid of senescent cells? Turns out that there's actually a whole bunch of ways to do this. There are prescription drugs. There's an anti-cancer drug that gets rid of senescent cells. It's called dasatinib. Now, this is chemotherapy. You don't want to do this unless you have cancer. There are two supplements. They're both bioflavonoids. They're plant-derived compounds. One's called quercetin. It's derived from the peels of grapefruit and oranges. The other is fisetin, another plant-derived compound. In fact, there's a vitamin company that sells a product called senolytic activator that is quercetin and fisetin. Other things that kill senescent cells, the other big thing that kills senescent cells in your body is regular aerobic exercise, oddly enough. It just, as it tunes up your body just starts, you know, digesting basically senescent cells, using them as an energy source, just breaking them down. So there's lifestyle stuff too. And also an antioxidant-rich diet. Lots of fruit, vegetables, and foods high in antioxidants reduce oxidative stress, which drives senescence. So, you know, some lifestyle stuff, but also quercetin and fisetin. Fascinating stuff. The article was over at studyfinds.org. It's titled, Aging Spreads Through the Body Like an Infection, and This Protein Could Be to Blame. So, enough for our geeky science today. What's on your mind? Barry in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Barry, what's up?
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I am great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind, Barry? I hope
that's
you're well.
That's right. That's right. I love your geeky science, by the way.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to, here's my question. Why are more people not talking about the underlying forces that are taking down America? I kind of think it's a disservice to the understanding of what is happening when we continue to keep talking about Trump. And I get that he is the rattlesnake, you know, and we must be mindful. But I also feel like, you know, he's the accepted great distractor. He is going to be gone one day. And those forces, I think, are still going to be there. And here's what I'm thinking. Years ago, I read that article about BRICS, and nobody really was talking about it, but I thought it was kind of scary that there was this economic alliance being formed to compete with the American dollar.
You're talking the BRICS companies, countries, rather. What is it? Brazil, yes, Russia, yes. India, China, and I forget
Russia,
what it is.
Russia, China, South Africa, Saudi Arabia, right?
Yeah.
And I think there has been this coalition of billionaires, BRICS, billionaires, of course, with no allegiance to America. And I think these are the forces that are behind the curtain. And Trump was just a useful idiot, as was the, you know, the Christian nationalists are useful idiots. They're getting a little piece of the pie of what they want. But I think there's like this geopolitical shift in the world. And if the bigger goal with BRICS was to collapse America, God, isn't this the best way to do it? I mean, haven't they done it? And we talk about, oh, China's taking up the slack, but I really think they were a force.
Yeah.
And I also think there's kind of maybe a, you know, how much of this is kind of a mechanism, authoritarian mechanism for when the big collapse kind of happens with climate change.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think about all that?
I don't know. China is one of the BRICS countries, and the reason why the Chinese yuan is not an international base of trade currency like the United States dollar is that you can't trust the economic numbers coming out of China. Well, now Trump has inflicted that same curse on us by firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. That's going to cause a lot of countries to lose faith in the dollar and in our economic system.
Yes.
And so things like, you know, the BRICS coming up with an alternative currency. Of course, there's the EU with their, you know, with the euro as an alternative currency. These are all possibilities. And if Trump drives us into a serious depression, then I think that could be another impetus for something like that. It also could come
like
out of World War III if that happens. I'm increasingly convinced that within the next 5 years, we're going to see a major crash followed by a war, a major war. How this is going to play out, I don't have any insight into. I have theories and guesses, but I do think history is rhyming here. It's repeating itself. But with regard to whether the BRICS countries are a specific threat, I think there was a lot of talk about this maybe a decade ago. It's really pretty much died down because they just can't get their act together. But good question, Barry. Barry, thank you so much for the call.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, good talking to you. Michael in Chicago. Hey, Michael, what's up?
Yes. I'd like to talk about an interesting subject, ranked choice voting. I think ranked choice voting is the modern, sophisticated, and intelligent way to vote. Now, in traditional voting, we only get one vote, even though six, seven, or eight, or nine candidates are running for the same position, we only get one vote. So a lot of people don't even come out to vote. If we had ranked choice voting, we would get more people to come out to vote, and they would be intelligent, sophisticated people, educated, who would vote more towards the Democrats in these things. They would be moderates, that's okay, but they would be on our side. Now, ranked choice voting now is in many big cities, San Francisco, Seattle, Washington, Portland. Minneapolis, St. Paul, and it's only for municipal elections, though. That's the problem. They can only do it for their city election.
Well, Alaska's
mayor,
doing a statewide.
Yeah, Alaska and Maine is statewide, and it's coming to Nevada pretty soon statewide.
Yeah.
And I think this is a tremendous thing. One thing right off the bat, it would eliminate the spoiler effect. So as much as you and I, and we tell people, if you vote for an independent candidate, you're going to waste your vote and you're going to help the Republicans win, there's always going to be a 0.5% or 1% of the people that are going to vote for an independent. But now with ranked choice voting, you see you get five votes to work with. Instead of one vote for position, you get five votes. So you could vote for your independent candidate, and then on your second place vote, you could come on over and vote for the Democrats. And that would still be registered for you. So it's a tremendous thing. Now, right now in Chicago, in Illinois, I'm in Illinois, and we have an open seat for Senate. And there's many ways ranked choice voting could be used. Open seat for Senate. The guy's retiring. Durbin, he's a very good person. Democratic, good voter. Good political leader. Three women are running. Three women are running. I wish them luck. And one man is running, at least four are running that are well known. The three women running are going to divide up the women's vote, and the man might sneak through. If the three women divide up under traditional voting, you only get one vote, the three women are going to divide up the vote, and the man is going to sneak through. But I want to say all four people running for this position, for the senator, for the are good people. But the ranked choice voting, the women could vote 1, 2, 3 for only the three women.
I'm with you, Michael. Ranked choice voting is a great way. I mean, you know, we've got this first past the post, winner take all elections. We're one of only seven democracies in the world that do this. And, you know, we don't have a parliamentary system. And so the best way to get in that direction where you can have second, third, fourth, fifth parties that actually has some vitality is ranked choice voting. Thank
you, Michael.
You're
listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And that is, of course, why the Republican and Democratic parties don't like ranked choice voting. But I'm a big fan of it. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday!
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey, Gordy, did you know Dane County Humane Society is calling on our community to help find new homes for every available animal as part of the nationwide Clear the Shelters adoption campaign running through August?
I did, John. I also heard to encourage adoptions, Dane County Humane Society will offer reduced adoption fees for a different animal group each week leading up to a special adoption finale event on Saturday, August 23rd.
Well, that's great. Animal shelters across the country, including here in Dane County, are facing unprecedented challenges with slower adoptions, high intake of strays and surrendered pets, and limited resources, shelters are working harder than ever to care for these animals.
DCHS is proud to serve thousands of animals each year, not just through adoption, but also by reuniting lost pets with their families and offering safety net programs for struggling pet guardians.
Get the details about the weekly adoption specials this month, and they'll be posted at the Dane County Humane Society website, giveshelter.org.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. You can mix it into coffee like Louise does, or tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key, and right now I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping, only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/Tom.
Congress just walked past and slammed the door. They'll let you freeze and call it freedom, cut you down and say it's law, leave you broke in the name of reason while the billionaires toast with applause. Oh, they'll strip your soul and call it wisdom, feed the rich while the poor just bleed. They'll let you freeze and call it freedom, cold as the heart of their greed. The lizard men with suits and smiles ain't felt a thing in 1,000 miles. No twitch of guilt, no sleepless night, just Nietzsche quotes and budget fights. No heat for the sick, no care for the frail, just cold black hearts on a gravy trail. They don't see pain, they just see stats and call compassion a weakness that's holding back the Ubermensch state where pity dies and cold. They'll let you freeze and call it freedom, kill the poor and preach control, say personal choice as they delete up from every safety net and roll. Oh, they'll privatize your very breathing, sell your grief for a quarter.
quarterly fee, they'll let you freeze and call it freedom and swear it's all that you need. But freedom ain't dying in a frozen chair while the men who cut you live.
54 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Pastor John in Guilford, Connecticut. Hey, John, what's up? Pastor John in Guilford, Connecticut, listening on Sirius XM.
Hey there. How you doing there, Tom?
Hey, good. What's up?
My brother. Listen, you were fantastic on Malcolm Nance, you know?
Oh, yeah. Malcolm's a good guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a great, great job. On this day after, three short points. On this day after the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Voting Rights Act on August 6, 1965, three things, three call to actions. Number one, and I've done this already too. Please, please call the DNC, Ken Martin, and ask for a national campaign voter and education drive and director. We've got to remind people of Sworn and Shannon and Goodman, you know, the two Jewish white young men, Andrew, who was 20 and then 24, Michael Schwerner, and the African-American, who was I think he was, 21 years old. They gave their lives. We have to remember the white lady, suburban housewife, Viola Luzio, who gave her life on March 25th, 1965, for your right to vote.
Yeah.
The second thing, everyone needs to join. Everyone needs to, by the way, register 60 people to vote, okay, in honor of the Voting Rights Act. Second thing is join Indivisible and join Repairs of the Breach with the greatest organizer of our time, Bishop Barber, who's working with them and who's been having marches on June 30th. He had a march before the Supreme Court to Capitol with 50 coffins talking about the big, bad, ugly billionaire bill and how it would kill people, how many people we kill in different states from it. And the third thing I'm going to ask you is this. Would you be kind enough to think about getting Bishop Barber on your show at least once a week? Because people, we need to organize. He's the greatest organizer that we have, and you're the greatest you have the greatest amount of people on the radio for progressives. Think about that.
Bishop Barber has been on the program many times, and the door is always open to him, and he knows that. So, you know, whenever he's got something he wants to talk about.
I just mean once a week, if you can, bring him on, because he's doing so much, so many things that your audience, our audience, needs to know about. The last thing, can I say something about Jesus? The real Jesus stands for love and justice and mercy and faith. Everyone, everywhere, black, white, gay, straight, doesn't matter what you look like. He cares for the least of you. The real Jesus, not the fake, phony, false.
Not the right-wing Jesus. Yeah. I'm with you, John. Thank you very much. And we'll be back on the other side of the break here. It's the end of this hour. E. Jean Carroll is going to drop by. Is that at the top of the hour or the bottom of the hour? Top of the hour. Okay. E. Jean Carroll will be with us. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night and struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. At cbdistillery.com, code VIP. cbdistillery.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says the FBI has agreed to help locate Texas Democratic legislators who've left the state to deny Republicans a quorum as they pursue redistricting. ABC's Luke Barr has more from Washington.
We've asked the FBI. They've said no comment on that. But it's unclear what the FBI can actually do. And so Texas Senator John Cornyn thanked FBI Director Kash Patel and the president for his assistance, but we don't know what that means.
The White House denied the Kremlin's claim that President Trump and Vladimir Putin have agreed to meet. The White House has insisted that Putin also meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky, which he's denied to do. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting today with his security cabinet, expected to request approval for a plan to take control of all of Gaza. An extreme heat in the southwest leading to protests from workers at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. They say catering companies are violating a law by failing to provide air conditioning. This is ABC News.